Good. Nice suit.
Nice suit.
That's a nice suit.
Nice suit, Gerald.
Nice suit, Thomas.
A nice suit you're wearing, Harry.
Nice suit.
Nice suit.
Nice suit.
Nice suit.
Nice suit, man.
Nice suit.
Nice suit.
Nice suit.
Nice suit.
It's a nice suit.
Thank you.
A nice suit you got on there.
That's what I said.
Rafer Guzman of The Takeaway and Newsday Film Critic, are you wearing a suit?
I'm not. It's denim over here.
Oh, come on, this is formal Fridays when you stop by for movies with us. You gotta step up.
Sorry, Todd. I'm very casual. Very casual.
All right, we'll let you go casual for today. Rafer is here with the weekend's movies. We've got two films for this weekend for your viewing pleasure. The Foreigner, starring Jackie Chan. We're also going to talk about Professor Marston and The Wonder Women by director Angela Robinson. Rafer, this is a Jackie Chan film, The Foreigner, that you're going to talk about. We're going to listen to a clip here. This is a humble London businessman seeking justice when his teenage daughter gets killed in a terrorist bombing. Listen.
My sincere condolences. There's nothing I can do.
What if your wife and daughter were killed by a bomb?
I do everything in my power to get justice.
So, I've chosen you, Mr. Hennessy. You will tell me who killed my child.
Again, I don't know.
You will change your mind.
Rafer, this sounds to me like it has a bit of a Taken, a Liam Neeson feel to it.
A little bit, you know, and I was really looking forward to this film because I really love Jackie Chan, and I never felt that he's really had his big, serious, real Western blockbuster action film. He's done a lot of action comedies, he's done a lot of family films, but nothing like really in this kind of heavy hitter action genre. And this is Martin Campbell, the director of Casino Royale, is behind the camera here. So I was hoping for a lot, and that's Pierce Brosnan there. You can hear as deputy Irish minister who might or might not be involved in the bombing. So I had high hopes for this. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of Jackie Chan here. We get a little bit more about the Irish gangs and who's sleeping with who, and this affair and that affair. And I don't really care about that. I want some more Jackie Chan in my Jackie Chan movie, and I felt that this just didn't really give it to me.
Is Jackie Chan still fighting? Is he still kicking?
You know, he is. I think he is over 60 at this point, and he does look pretty good. I mean, there's only so much he can do at this point. But again, you know, he can still do a little parkour. He can still do, those kind of great, graceful moves that he's known for. Again, if there had been more of that in this film, I think it would have fared a lot better.
All right. Well, you talked about too many affairs in The Foreigner. Our second film, Professor Marston and the Wonder Women, has affairs in it as well. This is about a polyamorous love story. Dr. William Moulton Marston, his wife and their mistress. Now, he is the creator of Wonder Woman.
That's right. He was a psychologist, and he had this kind of an unorthodox approach to life that involved a theory about submission and dominance, and he basically put that into the Wonder Woman comics, which I don't think many people know, and his inspiration for that figure were the two women in his life, his wife, played by Rebecca Hall, and their lover, played by Bella Heathcote. I should say Luke Evans plays Dr. Marston. So you do have this kind of interesting, odd power dynamic behind the creation of this comic book heroine.
Do people who love Wonder Woman, will they latch onto this, or is it more of a sort of a love story, a love thriller?
I mean, you're not going to see a lot of Wonder Woman herself in this, obviously, but it does sort of present this very unusual, especially for the time. We're talking about the late 1920s through the early 1940s. Very unusual love triangle for the time that was not looked well upon by society. And the film, I do think, treats them with a great deal of sensitivity and respect. I would have actually liked the film to get a little more loose and sweaty, I think, since you've had this kind of interesting sort of trio here. But it's, you know, it's very tasteful and, again, very respectful and sensitive movie and a very strange backstory to Wonder Woman. By the way, they also helped invent the lie detector test.
Oh, well, lie detector. Rafer Guzman is not wearing a suit and tie today, but he wishes he could loosen it. Rafer, thank you.
Thanks, Todd.